Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the sometimes messy world of executive dysfunction. Ever feel like your brain is running on dial-up internet? Like you're trying to juggle flaming chainsaws while riding a unicycle in a hurricane? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We're not alone in this struggle, and there are actually tools we can use to sharpen our focus and get things done. Today, we're diving into two powerful allies: mindfulness and movement. Trust me, these aren't your grandma's boring yoga class or Zen garden meditation. We're talking about practical, actionable strategies that you can integrate into your everyday life, right now, to boost your concentration and conquer those pesky distractions. So, strap in, because we're about to unlock some serious mental magic. First up, mindfulness. Now, I know what you're thinking. Mindfulness? Isn't that just sitting cross-legged on a cushion chanting, Om? Well, not exactly. Mindfulness is all about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on your overactive mind and taking a deep breath before diving back into the chaos. And the beauty of it is, you can do this anywhere, anytime. Feeling overwhelmed by that to-do list? Take a minute to focus on your breath. Stressed about an upcoming deadline? Notice the sensations in your body. The feeling of your feet on the floor, the air on your skin. These tiny moments of awareness can be game changers. Next up, movement. We're not talking marathon training here, folks. Even a little bit of physical activity can do wonders for your focus. Think about it. Ever notice how you feel more energized and alert after a brisk walk or a quick workout? That's because exercise gets your blood flowing, oxygenating your brain and boosting those feel-good hormones that keep your mind sharp. Need to concentrate on a tough project? Try taking a short break to stretch. Dance around your room, no judgment here. Or even just walk around the block. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. Mindfulness is about presence. It's not about emptying your mind. It's about noticing your thoughts and feelings without getting carried away by them. Like a gentle observer, you acknowledge what's happening in your mental landscape without judgment. Movement boosts focus. Even small bursts of physical activity can sharpen your mind and combat that afternoon slump. Think walking meetings, desk stretches, or dancing to your favorite tunes. Find what works for you. There are tons of different mindfulness and movement practices out there. Experiment with different techniques until you find what resonates with you. Maybe it's guided meditation, a yoga class, a quick dance session, or even just taking a few deep breaths throughout the day. Be patient and consistent. Like any new skill, mindfulness and movement take practice. Don't get discouraged if you don't see results immediately. Keep at it, be kind to yourself, and celebrate your progress along the way. Remember, even small steps lead to big changes over time. Make it fun. Find activities that you genuinely enjoy. If you hate running on a treadmill, don't force yourself to do it. Explore different options until you discover something that makes you feel good and keeps you motivated. Let me share a real-world example. Picture this. You're knee-deep in work, trying to meet a deadline, but your brain feels like scrambled eggs. You get distracted by emails, social media notifications, the urge to snack. Sound familiar? Now, imagine taking a 5-minute break and doing some simple stretches at your desk. Or maybe stepping away for a quick walk around the block, focusing on the sounds and sights around you. This little shift in focus can help you return to your work feeling refreshed, recharged, and ready to tackle those tasks with renewed clarity. So there you have it, mindfulness and movement. Your secret weapons for conquering executive dysfunction and unlocking peak mental performance. Remember, you don't need a fancy gym membership or a meditation retreat to experience the benefits of these powerful tools. Just start small, be consistent, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. Now go out there and rock those tasks, one mindful movement at a time. Don't forget to share your thoughts, experiences, and maybe even a funny story about your mindfulness journey with us on social media. We're in this together, folks. And trust me, we've got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.